I love them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala.
And you can find me at facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And on Twitter at Shauna and Lala, and on Instagram at Shauna and Lala. And on Snapchat at Shauna_Lala.
Yes.
And Instagram is like really like going up on the charts for us.
I know. We've been getting a lot of likes on that.
I know.
It's been busy, busy.
It's been crazy. I had to turn off the notifications.
Because you're getting so many.
Because I get so many. But keep them coming, because
yeah,
we love it.
You can you always see what we're up to or Shauna's up to, and we're just relaxing at home or out and about, so you get to kind of see behind the scenes of our lives, you know?
Our crazy.
Oh, crazy isn't even the word right now.
Hectic lives, yes. Speaking of craziness, Mother's Day was just last week, and last week we were talking about what not to get your mother.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So, did you end up getting the cruise?
No, I didn't get a cruise. I didn't get a gift card. I didn't get flowers. What else didn't I get?
Did you get the vacuum?
I didn't get a vacuum. I didn't get anything.
Nothing?
No. Didn't we have this talk? I said how I already told him when I first started dating him that, or no, not started dating, I'm sorry, when I got married and had a baby, hey, I know I'm not your mother, but you should do something for me on Mother's Day. Oh, okay. No, he totally forgot that. So, he did take me to brunch, though. It was an expensive place, so, you know, that was nice. I was fine with that. But I at least wanted a card. You know, I told him, just get me a card. And I didn't get a card. But
he didn't even get you a card?
No card. I know. He needs to be beat. He needs to go to, like, training for... So, you're not my mom. He doesn't get it.
I know. Did he, like, have your son make you a card? Like, color you
can
picture.
Can I lie so he sounds good?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I'm gonna have to take your son to the store and get a freaking card for you.
I know. I mean, it's been crazy though, so I'm not totally blaming him this year. Like the other years, yes, but it has been a little crazy.
No, it's been insane.
Yeah, I mean, our listeners don't know, but we've had a lot going on right now, and everything's okay, but my husband was involved in a police shooting. You know, he's a police officer, as I always say, and he was involved in a shooting. You might have seen it on the news. It was, you know, it was pretty, I think, it was around the country on the news.
Yeah, I think it's pretty nationwide as of right now, or if it's not, I think the footage that was just released to the news stations, it will be nationwide.
My dad saw it in Florida on the news. So,
oh, he did?
Yeah, he saw it on the news there. But anyway, he's okay, but it was very, very scary. A scary day for me, and it's been a little scary since, but things are getting better. My husband's chief, who was shot, is doing great. Thank God he was shot in a good spot. But that day, Shauna, I can't even tell you. Like, Shauna is actually the one who alerted me to the shooting. I was at my other job, and I can't have my phone on at work. I work with children. And my son happened to grab my phone out of my purse. He wanted to go on YouTube, like always. And he said, Mommy, Daddy's calling you. But my husband wasn't calling me. It was Shauna texting me. He just saw something, you know, on the screen.
Pop up.
Yeah. And I see Shauna writing, Is your husband okay? Is Mike okay? I'm like, what? You know, I couldn't write back because all, you know, parents are there. I'm like, what the hell's going on, you know? And then she's like, I see there was an officer shot. I'm like, oh my God. Then my phone starts ringing from other police officers calling me and friends calling me and people text me, is Mike okay? Is your husband okay? You know, an officer was shot and my heart was in my stomach. I'm like, he's dead. You know, my husband, he's dead. He was shot. So I'm trying to call Mike. He's not answering, not answering. I'm hysterical at work. Like, I had a baby in my arms. I had to hand the baby to the front desk lady. I'm freaking out.
At this point, she was probably like, are you okay?
Yeah,
what is going
on? They're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, my husband, he's a police officer. There's a police shooting in his town. A police officer was shot. And they're like, oh my God. Okay, sit down. So it was horrible. I can't even tell you that feeling that I was feeling. Like, I didn't know, is he alive? Is he shot? Is he hurt? Where is he? You know?
I knew. Mm-hmm. When you said that you didn't hear from him, I'm like, he could have at least texted you.
Yeah.
Or called you and said, I'm okay, click.
Yeah.
But then when you told me what he was doing, I...
Oh, my husband was right there in the smack middle of it. You know, he didn't shoot anyone, but he was there when it happened and had to take care of his chief, who was shot in the shoulder. You know, hold the wound, take him to the hospital. So he was, his hands were tied up on a... They were literally tied up in a bloody mess. So, anyway, you know, I'm so proud of him for what he did, how he handled it. You know, he saved his chief's life. Him and the other officers, not just, they were all did such an amazing job. And my nerves are still a little shot right now. Of course you get the bad press. Of course you got the people saying, oh, why did they shoot him? But they just put out, a few days ago, the body cam footage of what happened. And if you watch the body cam footage, you will see that it was justifiable in my eyes. Anyway, they're still gonna review it even more, but they gave this guy so many chances to come out. They were talking nice to him, you know, like, come on out, come on, put your hands out.
Yeah, they even said, they're like, come on, dude.
Yeah, they were being nice, and this guy came out and shot at them and hit Chief. So, of course, sadly, they had to fire back. But we still don't know yet if it was a police bullet that hit him or if the guy killed himself. So we're going to follow that story, you know, and see what happens with that, you know. I'm going to keep you guys upwind of it. So, but yeah, that was my Mother's Day weekend to week. This has been, it's been crazy, crazy, crazy for me. And I'm just trying to, like, catch up with my emotions and my sleep and everything.
Yeah.
I've been a crazy mess, so.
Well, at least it wasn't him.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
And thankfully, you know, he had backup.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know how many troopers or policemen are in his unit, but mm-hmm. at least they were a team and worked together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Had other, you know, state.
Everyone, the blue line family has been amazing to us. I can't even tell you to all of the officers involved. They have brought us food. They have been watching the house, surveilling. You know, making sure we're safe, because of course people make threats when stuff like this happens when they don't know the full story. They've been calling and checking up on me and my husband and making sure just that we are okay. And people, cops, I don't even know, you know. The day I had to go see Mike was in the hospital when this all happened. He had to get checked out. And they were so supportive of me, escorting me in. And I really felt for the first time the love, the support, the strength of the blue line family that you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely amazing. So I can't even imagine on a greater scale, like, what Chief being shot, what he's experiencing. Because what I experienced was amazing, just for that, for my husband not even doing, you know, getting shot. So thank you to, you know, all
the people. He was the one that was helping.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, it's been amazing. And hopefully nothing like this ever happens again. I can't deal with it, and I don't want to see anyone get hurt. And
no.
Luckily, it turned out good, though. Chief's okay, so.
And you would never have thought it would have happened.
Never happened in that town.
That town, or let alone, like, around here.
I know. It's just a small, small, small town. You wouldn't think it would happen there. I never did. I thought, okay, he's safe.
Yeah. I didn't even know that the town had its own police department.
Like, yeah.
Before I met your husband.
I know.
I was like, really? They have their own? Like, it's a really small town, and
yeah,
never knew.
It's crazy. So that was my week. I mean, I hope you had a better week than I did.
Well, I mean, it was still stressful. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I didn't know what was going on, and I was like, why isn't she texting me back? Oh my gosh, something really happened.
I know.
Oh my god, like, the whole entire time, I'm like, do I call her? Do I not call her? And then I called you, and I'm like, she's not picking up.
Yeah, it's pretty... I didn't know who to talk to. I had so many people blowing up my phone. I was like, oh my God.
And you're probably like, Mike, just text me back.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah.
But at least everybody is okay, and we will follow the story to see what the actual outcome is going to be.
Oh yeah, definitely will. We'll keep you guys appraised of that.
And we'll be right back with more news. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and what's going on around the world? Hopefully some good news this time.
I mean, nothing great, but I guess this is a good kind of story. Good happy ending to this situation. But last year around this time, if anyone remembers, an Amtrak derailed because it was going at high speeds and it killed a lot of people, injured a lot of people. So
that was in New York City, right?
Philadelphia, I think, but...
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so that Amtrak engineer that was involved in the train derailment that killed 8 passengers and injured, I think, over 200 passengers, he turned himself in this week to the police on charges including causing a catastrophe and involuntary manslaughter. And it is, I guess, a family member whose, you know, kid died in it. They started this whole lawsuit type thing, and then everyone jumped on board. But the engineer who was driving it was named Brandon Bostian. He was 34 years old. He was put in handcuffs as he arrived at the Philadelphia police station. And they say that, I guess, just minutes after leaving Philadelphia on May 12, 2015, on a Washington to New York, you know, run with the train, he accelerated the train to 106 miles per hour on a 50 mile per hour curve. So that's insane speeds on a curve that says 50 miles per hour.
Did he say why?
At the time, he said he doesn't remember. but by him speeding that way, it sent the train off the tracks, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was, as like I said, 8 dead, 200 passengers and crew were injured from him speeding like that. So at the time, he had told investigators he didn't remember anything. He could only remember speeding up to... at 80 miles per hour on a straightaway where he could do that speed. That's all he remembers. And then he remembers hitting the brakes a few minutes later as he felt his body, you know, lurch when the train was tipping over. That's all he said he remembers. But now they're stating by evidence and everything else investigating this that they think that he did this on purpose. He acted with intent or conscious disregard for the passenger's safety. So he, not that he was trying to hurt people, but he knew what he was doing. He wanted to speed, you know, go fast with the train. So that he turned himself in today. So he's basically saying he's guilty, I'm guessing. But Amtrak has...
Why would it take him a year? Does it say why he...
They didn't have a sufficient evidence at the time to say, hey, yeah, this guy did it knowingly. He knowingly sped up or... He blacked out or something. So they couldn't find the evidence. But they don't tell me what the evidence is, but there is evidence that says that he had a conscious knowing that he was what he was doing. Amtrak has taken responsibility for the crash, and they agreed to pay $265 million to settle claims filed by victims and their families. So that's what they're going to pay out to people. So that's the happy ending to that, is that these families now get some sort of ending and closure and some financial money to help them with the loss of their loved ones or the injuries that they sustained.
Can you imagine the medical bills?
Oh, Jesus. I know. I can't. Just, you can't get anything done at the hospital, even the smallest little thing, and you're getting charged thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, I know when I had my car accident in December, the medical bills are still rolling in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I would say probably 3 times a week, I get a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's for the hospital or doctor's appointment or whatever for the car accident.
Oh, yeah. They won't give up, man. They'll just keep. I had surgery, what's now going to be almost 2 years ago, and the bill came to $246,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they wanted me to pay that. So it's like, But, you know, it was kind of worked out. But now they're still hitting me up for what I owe. And it's a lot. Like, it's hard to afford this stuff.
It's crazy. And then, like, you know, you contact the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hello, like, why aren't you paying?
Yeah, yeah. Then that's a whole nother hassle. Yeah. It is. It is a hassle with medical bills and hospital bills and insurance. It's just, it's so stressful that sometimes that's why people just don't pay, because they don't want to deal with it. But yeah, I can imagine. So hopefully that money helps them out.
Definitely.
And we have some, you know, more news like that. This is like kind of breaking news this week. But a person drove his car. He was a 26-year-old man. Appeared to be, you know, drunk and impaired on drugs. He drove his car into Times Square and plowed through a crowd of people. In, you know, it's New York City's most congested area.
I heard about that, yeah.
And you see the footage. It's insane. He just, like, plows into it, and he goes airborne.
Yeah.
Hitting people.
Blade in the air, yeah.
That, I could not imagine, you know. My friend was just there yesterday, and, like, it could happen, you know. There's probably people we know that were probably there today.
Yeah.
It's just insane that you can't even feel safe anywhere anymore, because, you know, they're saying it's not terroristic. It was just this guy was on drugs and clearly not in his mind. But you just have to always be on guard with this. Who would think that this car is going to come flying out of the air and purposely hitting people?
Yeah, a crowd of people. And one person, a girl, 18 years old, sadly passed away.
Yeah, very sad. So, I mean, right now there's a lot of injuries, so hopefully no one else loses their life due to this.
But yeah, I think 22 or 23 are injured.
Yeah.
And one person passed away. I just can't believe it. And the pictures that I saw, like, on TV,
mm-hmm.
Even on Facebook, of the guy.
Yeah.
He looked like he was impaired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
he definitely
his
did.
His eyes, you could tell, like, something was not right.
Yeah, something was definitely
he
up
should
with
have
him.
Never been behind the wheel.
Nope.
But thankfully, he was caught and arrested.
Yeah, we're hoping, hopefully everyone recovers from this and that is just insane. I can't even there is probably a lot of tourists, too, got hurt. Because a lot of people from all over the world come there to go to Times Square.
That's where it happened, right?
I know. Yeah, right in Times Square. The busiest section. You know, every time I've gone there, it's always crazy. I can't imagine. But, and get this. This mother has been partially paralyzed from eating nacho cheese at a gas station.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. She went, her name is Lavinia Kelly, went from being a busy, happy mom to three to a partially paralyzed hospital patient after she put nacho cheese on her Doritos at a gas station.
What kind of gas station was it?
They said it was called Valley Oak Food and Fuel in Walnut Grove. So she's a Sacramento resident and she's 33 years old. And she's not the only one. That's the crazy thing. At least five other people were confirmed getting sick from it. And it was from botulism. So people who had eaten there got botulism. Now, botulism isn't a mistake. It is a mistake due to us. It's not something that's naturally occurring like that. Oh, you know, she just got botulism. This is the gas station's fault.
What is botulism?
It's usually, let's see, like,
is it? It's like a sickness, right?
Well, it's when things are not kept a certain way, and it's a bacteria. It's very poisoning, and it creates like these toxins. So when it gets into your body, it's gonna do. It's like a food poisoning, but it's gonna do a lot of damage, and you can die from it. A lot of people die from botulism.
So they probably weren't storing the nacho cheese correctly.
And, yeah, not sterilizing, not cleaning things, so
the utensils,
yeah.
Or
and, I mean, if you look up the definition, it says botulism is food poisoning caused by a bacterium growing on improperly sterilized canned meats and other preserved foods. So if you put something in a can and you didn't clean it right, you didn't preserve it right, it can grow in cans. And I know when I was a kid, my mom always said, if you see a can that's kind of swollen or misshapen, like it looks like it wants to pop, that I don't know if that's true. She used to always say it could have botulism in it, you know, from the bacteria making it expand with the gases. I don't know if that's true, but I just know that that was something my mom always told us as kids. So A, this cheese could have had it already from the factory.
Right.
Or B, this gas station was that disgusting, and that when they, whatever they did with the cheese, or when they were serving it, or putting it in whatever, they put it in there. So, it's definitely a man's mistake, a human being's mistake. It didn't just happen, you know, naturally. Like, oh, you know, no one's fault. It's someone's fault. And, hopefully this woman gets better, because, you know, she's partially paralyzed right now from it. That's how severe this is.
Let me tell you something. I go to a lot of gas stations.
Oh, God.
I never order food.
From
anywhere. Unless it's, like, a gas station that has, like, home-cooked food. Like, we have one down by the studio, down the road. I go to that one, and I get awesome sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had their hot food. Or I go to Quick Check, and I get sandwiches or, like, soup or something. But...
Yeah.
They're chains.
Yep.
I would never go to Joe Schmo's down the road, though, and get nachos and cheese.
Yep. Yeah, I never. That's disgusting.
So note to self, everyone, don't get the nachos and cheese when you go to a gas station.
Don't get anything. I'm sorry.
Don't get a hot dog.
The
don't
only
get a
place
hamburger.
I go to Quick Check, and I eat their food. So far, I've never had problems, but I don't go to any gas stations for anything.
Because they're like a national chain. You know, I don't go to Joe Schmo's to get pizza.
Yeah. Oh, man. So hopefully all the people I talked about, hopefully they recover very, very fast. And that's just insane.
So, don't get nachos and cheese.
No.
Don't get a hot dog. Don't get a hamburger. And definitely don't get the pizza.
Oh, man.
Because, I don't know, pizza from a gas station?
Yeah. That's disgusting, first of all. You don't get pizza at a gas station. You don't get pizza at any chain food restaurant. You get pizza at a pizzeria, you know? Come on.
Yeah. And you get nacho cheese from a chain.
Oh, man.
Or a homemade, like, home-cooked restaurant style.
Yeah, not a gas station.
No.
Come on, people, be smart.
Well, on that note, we have celebrity news coming up. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and there's a lot of sad things going on around Hollywood.
I know.
I don't know if you remember Aaron Carter or Nick Carter.
Yeah.
From the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
But their father passed away. And they're saying they're saying that he had a heart attack. So, Aaron, his brother Nick, obviously, and their sister Leslie, who also passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
Crazy, yeah. But their father, Bob Carter, died Tuesday in Florida, and he was 65. And Aaron said something about his father being found unconscious on Twitter.
Oh, my God. How sad is that?
Yeah.
The hell? Oh, man. I can't imagine. Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And,
it's happening everywhere.
And speaking of celebrity deaths, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden had passed away, too.
Yeah.
He passed away right after performing in Detroit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that was what? Suicide?
Suicide, yeah.
Why the... I don't understand. Man.
That's what I kept saying, like, all day.
Ugh.
I just kept saying, like, you know, what would make somebody... And, you know, his bandmates and everybody said, like, he didn't seem depressed. You know, fans that were at the show said that he was talking about the concert and, you know, saying, like, you know, at his next show, he's going to say, you know, oh, you should have been at the Detroit show.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a bad show. It's not like something went wrong at the show or... You know, so it's definitely a shocker for everyone. Supposedly, Chris's wife, Vicky, became concerned when she couldn't reach him after the show. And then, police discovered his body on the bathroom floor. He hung himself.
I don't understand. I don't understand it. You have so much to live for, and you have a good... I mean, I know that celebrities have a lot of stresses that we, you and I, will never understand. But they have a lot of good, too, in their life. Like, you know, I think it should outweigh that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, so he was sad. So talented.
I know.
I remember listening to him when I was younger.
I know, I remember. That was, like, back when I was in probably middle school or high school. That was really big, Savage Garden. It was like, you know, all the kids loved it.
Soundgarden.
I mean, Soundgarden, sorry. Why does it Savage Garden? Soundgarden.
Savage Garden's another band.
Yeah, that's the other band, sorry.
They're both good.
Yeah. But, oh, boy.
Yeah, no, I remember.
I need sleep.
I do remember listening to Soundgarden, like, when I was younger. Probably in elementary school. Mm-hmm. I can never say that word either. I probably shouldn't have been listening to them at so young, but...
Yeah.
They were always good. And he was 52 years old.
Wow. Why did I think he was younger?
I don't know. I thought he was younger, too.
Yeah.
But, crazy. I just hope no one else, like, dies. We've had enough deaths.
I know. It's been really, really bad.
You know, enough of that. Like, let's
enough
have some
negativity.
Well, I don't know if this is good news or not, but Roseanne is coming back.
Oh, God.
To ABC. Oh, man. Can't believe it. But the show ran from 1988 to 1997. And it's officially the latest iconic series that's being revived.
No, this just leave it alone. They always try to revive things and it just is not good.
No.
It's never going to be the same. And you're going to expect one thing and it's not going to be that way. And then you're going to get disappointed.
Yes.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, like they've tried to redo Full House.
Yeah.
And
it's horrible.
I watched the first season and it's not as good.
No,
you know?
Not at all. Just well enough alone.
Not as good. And, you know, you've had a stalker. I've been thankful I've never really had quite the stalker. But Taylor Swift has had a stalker.
A lot of stalkers.
This one that she, he's actually been arrested. He's being held on $20,000 bond. and he's scheduled for a June 12th court date in New York City. Mohammed Jafar has been accused of stalking her.
Oh my God.
And loitering outside her Tribeca apartment for 3 months. Who does
dream? It's crazy, people. I don't know what they think. Like, she's gonna fall in love with me if I stand outside her window and peep in. No.
Yeah.
No, you're going to go to jail.
I know.
She's not going to fall in love with you. She's not going to be, oh, come inside. Come lay down.
Yeah, like,
no.
Come in for tea.
No. It's not going to go the way you want.
No.
Stalking is never a good idea. It never, I don't think it's ever turned out good. Actually, there was one story where I never really read it because I didn't know it was true. It said, woman marries her stalker, you know. I think that is like a 1 in a million chance that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, really.
So, just don't do it. You're not getting Taylor Swift by stalking her.
No. He stood outside her apartment ringing her doorbell. For a straight hour. Who does this?
I would have drop kicked him, like, open that door. Pop!
Like, where's her security?
Yeah, no, that is true. She has to have security there.
I would think so. I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
So surveillance footage showed him outside the apartment ringing the doorbell for an hour, and then this is another time that he showed up at the apartment. He snuck onto the roof of her building.
Oh.
Now, New York City apartment buildings are pretty tall.
Yeah.
Really tall. Like, what, 30 floors up?
At least, yeah.
Even more? So he snuck onto the roof of the luxury apartment building, trying to get into her house. I want to know how he got up there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe from the inside, I'm guessing, or fire escapes, maybe they have those on there,
maybe.
I don't know. That's insane. He really, he was determined to see her in her panties or something, I don't know.
Something?
I mean... He was like, turned into Spider-Man for that.
Yeah, really, and then he called her management company 59 times, insisting to speak to her. Well, let me tell you something.
It's not working.
Calling a management company isn't going to do anything for you.
No.
I mean, we call management companies to set up interviews, and...
And that's even hard.
It's very difficult.
And we're not stalking anyone.
Yeah, no, we do it for a job.
Yeah.
He was arrested on March 6th for burglary and stalking charges, and he's still in prison, or jail, being held on $20,000, and he's scheduled for a June 12th court date in New York City. I wonder if she's going to show up to the court
that day,
and then, like... He can meet her.
Like,
be like, hey, you're my stalker.
No. I hope she doesn't do that. She'd be pretty stupid.
I don't know.
Let him suffer. Let him not see her.
True. I mean, there's magazines. Like, he could
look
at her, watch her on TV or something. Hold up a picture of her in court.
Yeah, send him a magazine in jail.
I don't know. I really want to know why her security wasn't there. Taking care of the apartment or watching over it, or I'm sure the apartment complex has security.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, my friends that live in New York City, they have, like, doormen and security there. You need it.
I don't know. Maybe I really have no idea.
I don't know. I'm going to try and find out. Because I just really think that's crazy.
You're very curious as to how that happens, but...
Yeah.
So that maybe you can go and ring her doorbell without getting stopped, right?
No, you know what? She invites fans to parties in her at her house.
Wow. Okay, let's go. Let's go ring that doorbell.
Mr. Muhammad, clearly,
maybe that's how he's finding her apartment. She needs to stop inviting people to her apartment.
When I saw that on TV, I was a little like, "What is she doing?"
Yeah.
Like, that's just I would never do that. Sorry, people, you're not coming to my house.
No.
But, that's the news in Hollywood. Hopefully, no more deaths and no more celebrity stalkers and some good news for next week.
I doubt it.
Well, we could be hopeful.
Yeah, we'll try.
And for more, check out ShaunaAndLala.com and check out our Facebook page. We're always posting news articles. So, Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala, and we will be right back with much more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and right now it's time for our Blue Line Hero time, which is really close to our hearts, especially this week.
Yes, especially this week.
And it's where we feature positive police stories around the country, around the world, and in your community. So if you have a story, let us know. We want to... feature them.
Yeah, feature the officers that go out of their way when they don't have to do something
absolutely
nice. This week, our story is about a police officer in Atlanta, and he got a call that a girl, a 12-year-old girl, was stealing from a dollar store. So he went to the dollar store, and it was a 12-year-old girl, and he asked what happened, and they said that she was stealing shoes. So the officer went. Officer Milton went to the little girl and said, "What are you doing? Why are you stealing these shoes?" And the girl told him she tried to take a pair of $2 shoes for her 5-year-old sister. Her sister needed shoes, didn't have any, and her family couldn't afford to buy the girl shoes. So rather than punish the 12-year-old girl, Officer Milton drove the girl to her home, met with her family. The 12-year-old was the oldest of 4 children. The youngest child was a newborn baby. And Milton noticed there weren't enough beds for the kids. There wasn't a lot of food in the house. The girl's mother told Milton she was a stay-at-home mom. And the family couldn't afford daycare, so that's why she had to stay there. And her husband has a job, but he doesn't make a lot of money. So the officer realized they were in a tough situation. And he wanted to do something for them, of course. So he bought 4 pizzas. He bought drinks for the family, he had it delivered to their house, and, he bought her the shoes for the little girl. He didn't want any recognition for what he did, but, all that kindness that he showed them, all the officers, fellow officers, neighbors, it's spreading around, and they're all, singing his praises. So, it's a really beautiful story where it could have went 2 different ways, and he chose
absolutely
to look at the story for what it is, or the situation for what it was, and say, this little girl's not stealing a candy bar or a pack of cigarettes. She's stealing shoes for her younger sister who doesn't have any. So my husband tells me all the time, as a police officer, you can use discretion in these things. You can put yourself in their shoes and say, okay, do I want to charge them for this, or can I help this person, or should I let, you know, were they doing it with the intent to do a crime, or were they doing it with some other reason? So those are decisions that they have to face every day on what to do, and it's hard sometimes because you want to follow the law and what you're trained to do, but then you have a heart as a human being where you want to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Officer Milton, we sing our praises to you. That was amazing. You didn't, like, as we always say, you didn't have to do it, but you did it. And, you know, you're our Officer of the Week. And I'd also like to sing praises for my husband and the officers involved in this week's shooting, for everything that they did to make sure that our chief was taken out of that house safely, that the chief got to the hospital okay. You know, my husband stopped the bleeding, and the other officers dragged him to safety, and the other officers protected him. So everyone came together, and to all the officers that supported my family and supported the other officers involved,
absolutely,
thank you so much. The Blue Line family is absolutely amazing, and you'll always have our support on Sean and Lala Show.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. We should do something for them.
I know. I'm gonna. Maybe I should make some. I don't know.
We should bake some cookies.
Bake some cookies and some nice ziti and pastas and chicken parm. I don't know. We'll do something.
Yeah. Can they accept food?
Yeah, they can accept food.
Oh.
You know, they have to be careful who they're accepting it from.
Well, that's
but
what
they
I'm
know
thinking.
Me,
like,
so.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they love to eat, so no one's gonna turn down food.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know, like, if they could accept, like,
yeah, it depends. Some it really depends on the department. Some can't accept money. Some can't accept, I think Mike's is, like, a certain amount. A gift can't be over, like, let's say $50. So the gift, whatever is given to them, can't be above a certain range. So if you want to do something nice for your police department or any of the police officers that you know, it is Police Week. They would love it. So mainly they say is just a thank you. They always say, we just want some, you know, people to talk to us as human beings. Hey, how's your day going? You know, thank you for what you do. Or just be safe out there. You know, they love coffee. They need coffee to stay awake.
Absolutely. Especially those, like, long doubles.
Yeah, yeah. Pizza. Getting a pizza delivered there, that's always nice when they're stuck at work and they can't. Some police departments, like the one by my house, nothing is open after midnight. So the guys who are on during the midnight hours, you know, till early morning, they can't get food unless they bring it. And sometimes they forget, you know. So it's always nice. It's always nice. But even a simple, like I said, a thank you goes a long way.
Absolutely. Well, like Lauren, oh my God. Well, like Lala said, our praise to Officer Milton and to Lala's husbands.
All the police officers from, yeah, Montgomery, Maybrook, and all that area. And the troopers and the detectives and the SWAT team and the EMTs. Everyone who came out to help that situation.
Was the military there too?
I'm not sure. There were so many people. It looked like some of the military, but I know the SWAT team was there. So
yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for protecting that neighborhood. The neighbors, the police officers, and everyone else involved.
Yeah. And we will follow up with the story that Lala was telling you about earlier. And hopefully they could get down to the bottom of it.
Yes.
And that is our show for this week. Thank an officer. And thank you for listening. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Shauna and Lala.
And you can find me at facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And check us out on Instagram at Shauna and Lala, and on Twitter at Shauna and Lala, and on Snapchat. Shauna_Lala. We will see you next week.